Curiosity.
What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
I'm just going to say welcome to the pod anymore.
Welcome to the pod?
Yeah, we're so cool. We just say welcome to the pod.
Everybody knows
keep
us.
Keep it generic.
Keep it generic. Well, keep Mr. Generic. Curiosity, we're known as the Brown Baggers. Do you guys realize that's our new title? We're the Brown Baggers.
Okay.
Yeah. So Mr. C podcast every Friday. They're trying to push this thing. You can respond if you want, people, to every Wednesday and Friday.
Really?
I think we should.
Who's we?
Right? Who's they?
Me. Carrie
it's
wants
just
to do
you,
this.
Joe. You want to do it every Wednesday and Friday?
We do live news from 4:30 till 9. By 8 o'clock, we're all going nuts. We can't
That's
take
true.
It anymore. We need this break, and I think you folks like the break, too. You can get news anywhere, but where could you get your questions randomly asked and answered? Only here.
We can't make Carrie's dreams come true if people don't send questions. So
That's
make sure
true.
You send the questions, and then every Wednesday and Friday we
yep.
can do this.
Yeah.
Brownbag@WNEP.com. One word, brownbag. @WNEP.com, and they end up in here. We don't preview them. So, Nikki.
Except for this one.
All three of us know what it is. I thought it was incredibly funny.
This question's getting a lot of airtime.
Yeah, so Nikki ran into the news, out from the newsroom, and you picked this question, and it was just funny. So, let's hear how Sean thinks about this. We're going to start
yes.
with this one. Because I'm curious as to what you
Can
think.
You even
These
read it anymore?
Things.
It's a little crumpled.
Who it's from is what? It's Ken or something? Ken?
Jim
what?
This is Kerwin.
Kerwin, all right. So
doesn't say where Jim's from.
All right, so here we go.
But that's okay. This is for Joe, although I'll answer it, I guess. Yep. If you get cremated, do you get a haircut?
So
is that the one you want me to answer?
Yes.
Or do you want me to answer what was Snow White's first name?
Both of those. What's your thoughts?
Well, Snow White's first name was Snow. Her name was Snow White. Unless.
How do you know that?
Unless you really want to go out there on the ABC show Once Upon a Time. It was Mary Margaret Blanchard. But anyway.
Oh. What does he mean by that?
There was a show Once Upon a Time on ABC
where
it was kind of like everybody were like characters from like Disney movies.
And there was a
and there was a Snow White character, but her name was Mary Margaret Blanchard.
See?
But anyway.
Because you're the Disney guy. That's all I want to say.
As far as do you get a haircut
but wait,
when
stop.
You get cremated?
So let's say you, let's just
before
say.
Before or during?
Yeah, before.
I mean, during, it's going
oh
to, you're going to lose your hair.
All I'm saying is you just died.
Right.
Let's because we all have to prepare for this. There's going to be a gathering before the cremation. So should you be done up?
I don't think. Does it work like that? I guess
I mean,
it does.
Usually people don't do that before
they don't?
The cremation.
Yeah, I don't think there's a viewing. Is there a viewing before you're cremated?
That's what I'm wondering.
That's actually a good question. Because
I can't remember.
I've been to one where there was a cremation and there was no viewing. It was just, there was like an urn sitting
right,
there.
Right, and it already happened. Yeah, it usually already happened.
But maybe.
You don't want to go in looking bad.
But does it matter?
So, not to sound dark, but I do have some insight into that.
Oh.
Because of, I've lived through this kind of thing with my
okay.
parents. But, you know, both of my parents were cremated and they gave us the option, do you want to see them before?
Oh.
So that was, I guess, a viewing for the family.
It was like a private thing. Yeah.
But we didn't give them a haircut before that. That was it.
Right.
Me
so
personally,
I say,
would I care if I had a haircut? No, I don't.
But
you're a man.
I want to try and go with that new eco composting thing.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
Compost me and then give my dirt to my family.
I want to be a tree or something.
And they can.
I've been hearing a lot about that.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
It's a nice movement.
Yeah.
But we all know because I have hairstylist friends and they so casually do the hair of people who have passed before the wake and funeral.
It's probably the easiest clients they ever
probably.
Had.
It's just proof that you can get used to anything. That's got to be uncomfortable at first.
I guess if you've been doing someone's hair for so long and then they pass away, and then it's like, well, they would have wanted me to make them look nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think, that's another question. Would it be easier to do the hair of someone who had previously been a client or a stranger? If you're a hairstylist.
Ooh, that is a good question.
Or how about a client that's a real pain in the rear end, and then they die, and they're like, finally, just shut up, and I can
terrible.
Do what I want.
Then do you give them a really bad haircut?
Yeah, you give them a bad haircut. The ultimate revenge.
Here's a buzz
she
cut.
She always wanted her bangs, not this time.
A spite haircut.
You guys, this took a really bad turn.
It did.
I think Joe needs to,
just think every Wednesday and Friday.
All right, I'm going to start. Here we go.
You're
so
going
from
for the
Boss Calves bag. Oh, I pulled that one through
tape?
The handle.
Wow.
Tape shut.
Ed wants to know, we're getting when getting fast food, what is your preferred procurement method? Drive-through, uh-huh. in-store, order on the app, and have them bring it to your car, or just DoorDash?
Ooh. Oh,
that's a
yeah.
combination. Order through the app. Always order through the app. If you get fast food without ordering through the app, you are throwing money away. The only way to save money on fast food now is through the app. Order through the app, and you can still do drive-through. Pick it up through drive-through.
But it depends on the restaurant. Because ever since COVID, everything changed. I love Chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Chipotle, you stand in the stupid line.
Yeah.
But if you do it on the app, you then just run in and pick it up out of the bag.
But Chipotle
it's on the
has drive-through too.
Do they?
The one up here on the mountain does.
Mm, yeah, I didn't know that.
If you go to the drive-through,
they hand you your bag and you drive away.
Okay, but in most cases, you have to stand in front of a speaker and say, "I'll have."
I mean that one in particular has drive-through. Not all, but.
The way society is going now, judging by my children, they want to interact as
little as possible.
I know. Yeah, they don't want to talk to anybody. So
another tip on app ordering, most apps have like app exclusive menu items too.
Oh,
so
the secret menu.
I'm missing out.
In the app. Things
I need
you can
to
only
get
in the app.
These apps.
I know. See, I don't do it either.
And you get
and
reward points.
Sean
and you
has
get free
taught
stuff.
Me you should do
well,
that.
When you have little yeah, kids.
Exactly.
What do you guys like going through the drive thru? I hate the whole speaker talk and I'll have a hamburger.
It's not that stuff. Bad.
But it's better if you just did it on the app and picked it up.
That's true.
Well, but now if you go into the restaurant, you don't even really talk to anybody because I went into a McDonald's recently and you have a big monitor
oh, yes,
and
you
order
can just
it
do
off
it
of
there.
That. So it's
yeah.
I don't like the kiosk monitor at McDonald's. It annoys me.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to talk to somebody, tell them what I want. They can key it in. I don't want to have to think about it. Here, I want a cheeseburger, no onions, blah, blah, blah. Give it to me.
Because then you have to figure out how to type in no onions.
Right. Exactly.
And all of that.
I find it annoying.
Well, now you know what it's like when you have these crazy requests for your food.
Well, I'm like the guy on the Don't Be Like Your Parents commercial because my wife says all you want to do is joke around and talk to everybody.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and that's what I do.
Is that what you do?
So I'll be at like Chipotle and I'll stand in line and go like, hey, how you doing?
Oh, my gosh.
How's the crowd today?
And they're just like beans or no beans. Like they
no, yeah, well, those beans or no beans. I'll be like, I like your shirt. Where'd you get that? New haircut?
You are like the guy in that commercial.
Yeah.
And oh, my
like,
gosh. Don't become your parents.
Up. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny.
So I go extreme. I rather not talk at all, or if I'm going to talk, I talk it up.
All right.
I have conversations.
And there's like 50 people behind you that just want their food. They're like, come on.
Come on, dude.
Beans, who likes beans?
I should have done drive-thru.
It's so funny, actually, because I've made my children, when they've, like, for example, they wanted Chinese food or something, I would make them call the Chinese food place because kids these days are afraid to make phone calls.
You're right.
Yeah.
Especially to people they don't know or like something. I'm like, you have to be able to make a phone call in life.
So
right?
Do they resist at first?
Well, yeah, they don't want to, but I'm like, hey, if you
oh, that's
get Chinese
awesome.
Tonight,
you
if you
it.
Make the call and then, you know, I'll go pick it up.
So you agree. They don't want any interaction. Anymore.
Right.
I've seen some people start with kids because they always want to kind of be on their devices or like when you're out to eat mm-hmm. and they're at the table and they just, you know, the parents end up ordering for the kids, and we've tried this a few times, and it can work. You'll have them order for everyone at the table.
Oh.
So you'll tell your kid.
What?
Everyone tells a kid what everyone
kid
wants,
to,
and they're the one that has to tell the, and then whatever they say, that's what people
that's
get.
That's what you get.
Oh, my God, I'm going to call social services. That sounds like cruel.
No, I think that's an awesome idea. Makes your kids
it forces them
to interact and pay attention with someone they don't know.
Six people's meal.
If you can't remember four people's orders,
yeah, that's a good.
And you
lesson.
Don't make it hard for them. But.
I like that.
Gramps will have the Chilean sea bass. No bass.
Hold the bass.
Nikki, you got a all question?
Right, yeah. I do. From Abby in Williamsport. If you had to choose, would you say the role of journalism is to be a mirror reflecting society as it is or a hammer actively shaping it?
See, folks, ooh. We don't just talk about dark subjects and drive-thrus.
Great.
This is a journalistic integrity question.
Very interesting.
A mirror reflecting society as it is or a hammer actively shaping it?
I think there are activist type journalists out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's what we are.
I think
necessarily.
We're a mirror reflecting
yeah,
society.
Yeah, like this is what's happening in your world, in your neighborhood, in your town. But as far as, you know, trying to change society, that's not necessarily our role. We are watchdogs, though. for, mm-hmm. you know, government officials and agencies. Yeah. That's maybe
that
where we could be.
Investigative reporting.
Right. We could be a hammer at that point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's a really interesting question.
That is. That's a
and
journalistic
something I haven't thought
question.
About for a long time.
I know. Me
but isn't
too.
That a part of your training, stuff like that? I'm
yeah.
sure you guys had ethics courses and everything in that.
Yeah.
Sean
definitely.
And I have no idea what you're talking about, right? Sean, give us your journalistic
background. No, I had classes like that where we had the, it was, we actually had whole courses about like making decisions. It was like, mm-hmm. say you're shooting a story and something happens to someone while you're shooting that story. Do you put the camera down and go help them?
Oh.
Or do you keep shooting
Ooh.
It to That's document it?
Ooh.
You know, what do you do? What's Ooh. What's the right thing to do? You know what I mean?
That's happened to us before. Yeah.
What
yeah.
do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's ultimately
it's
up to you.
Yeah, right. It's up to you, like how you handle it.
Right. There's
so
no hard and fast rule. How do you handle it?
With Tom, my previous photographer, we would put the camera down and help them. I mean, we've had instances where we would be somewhere and there'd be a car accident. Mm-hmm. It's happened a couple of times, and he would actually go and help them. And I've
and
had
maybe
to call
missed the story.
I've had to call 911 before. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's I think. Actually, I mean, we were driving somewhere one time and we saw a guy fall off of his lawnmower and we pulled over to help him and make sure he was okay. And I mean, you know, we were late for another story because of that. But, you know, it's if you see something like that happen, you can't just drive away. You have to help someone.
All right, Nikki, you wake up from a,
oh dear.
From a daze. Your hand is chained to a lever that controls the train. It's at a Y.
I hate the train hypothetical. Yeah.
It's going to go left and run over a newborn baby. Or it's going to go right and it's going to run over an 88-year-old man with heart disease. You are going to control which way the train is going to go, but it has to go left or right.
Joe.
Which one are you going to do?
I am not going to run over a newborn baby.
You're
or an 88-year-old man.
You're going to kill the
I'm
88-year-old
save
man
you.
Just because
I'm
he has
you.
Clogged arteries? He might have another 10, 20
I
years of life.
I am going to cut off my own hand.
No, you're
there
not.
You
have to, the train has to go one direction or the other.
What would you do?
It could go straight.
I'm seriously going to go and save the guy because babies are semi-unconscious. And they
All right. Anyway, we're going to move on
now. Well, you don't remember
I'm
being an infant. You
I'm
have gonna no
save,
life.
I'm going to save both of you now. All right. This is from Nancy. Nancy in Muncie. If someone gave you a box, Sean's over here laughing.
I don't remember my circumcision. You don't remember things.
Thank
when
goodness
you're a
you
baby.
Don't remember that.
This is how dark this episode is.
Oh my god!
This might be the dark episode. All right. If someone gave you a box of everything you lost in your life, what would be the first thing you would search for? That's a really good question.
Box of everything you've ever
lost in your life, like keys or like.
Do you
like,
remember any big losses in your life?
I don't. Is this metaphor? Is this like? I don't know.
Could it be people?
Can it be
people?
Yeah,
I was
going to
say, right, right. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I think it's things. I think they want to know if there's
like a
thing.
Could be other things.
Could be other things.
Not you.
No, we're not. Okay, well, yeah, that's not where we're going. Let's think of things.
Who wants that back?
Pull that out of the box, girlfriend.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to say there's nothing that I've lost in my... There's nothing that on a daily or weekly or monthly basis hits my mind that I'm like, you know, I lost this thing and I really wish that
I think it would be somebody who lost like an engagement ring or
yeah, I guess like sentimental value.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like
or
that.
Like maybe there was a fire and you lost like a family photo album that maybe
that is a good question
something
for all
like
did
maybe
any of us
sentimental.
Lose anything big in life? I have not.
I have not.
I have not.
I
not
can't to that think extent. Of anything.
Wallets and licenses, little
no.
things.
Right,
no.
little things.
Knock on wood, like, I have not.
Like someone's ashes? No.
Yeah. No.
No.
Yeah.
Except my innocence when I met Mindy Ramsey. She took
well,
all that away.
I know. I know.
And my integrity.
To be fair, I think it was already gone.
Oh, okay.
when right. we met. I think that is the case. But Nancy, thank you for a great question.
I have this coat that I really
oh,
like.
Wait a minute.
No.
Wait,
go ahead.
I have
Did you
and,
go ahead. Tell your
no,
story.
No, I have the coat, but there's three buttons on the coat. And they are specialty buttons that you can only get with the coat. One of the buttons is missing. And I was like, I wish I could find.
Wait,
and it,
there's three buttons.
There's three
and
buttons.
And one of the three is missing.
One of the three. And it came with an extra button. To sew it on in case.
But you lost the button
but I lost
and the extra
the
one?
Button and the extra
so
one.
So why not just switch them all? There was only three.
I've been looking for this button for about 2 years. Oh, and so I know I put it somewhere, but I can't find
but
it.
But isn't
anywhere.
The answer to that to replace all three with a nice new button?
probably.
But she likes the old buttons, though.
I like the old
buttons. What kind of jacket has three buttons? This is a show jacket.
Ugh. But a button is so minor
really
compared to like
search
losing
tools
your engagement
now, like
ring.
On your phone where you could scan the button and it'll find it
this
for you.
This could change your life
it'll
right now.
It'll find that button somewhere.
Maybe it's for sale on eBay or something.
Maybe it is.
Did you do that?
Bring
no,
it in.
I didn't.
I'll scan it.
Take a picture of the button.
Okay.
And then Google has an option.
Yeah. Google will search.
It'll find that button, I guarantee you.
Okay. I'm going to do it.
Instead of typing in Google whatever the search is, you just there's
you might
a
even
camera
find
option.
That jacket and you
take
just
a picture of the button.
I'm going to do
get
it.
The jacket
there.
And steal the button.
That solves your problem.
That could be the answer.
Yeah,
right there.
I did that with a bunch of things. It'll find.
Yeah, I've done it before okay. too. Yeah, it's great.
Google search an image, it'll find that button.
Yep. Yeah.
Johnny, baby, let's go dark again. What do you got?
No, it's not. This is Chris from 44 wants to know: am I the only one who would be terrified if I saw a bear near my house? Yes, Chris. No, I'm kidding. I would not be terrified if I saw a bear near my house because I have seen bear near my house.
The bear thing always bothers me because
I mean,
my
depends
wife
on the situation,
terrified.
I suppose.
Could you search? Has there ever been a bear attack in Pennsylvania?
Yes, there has.
We've done stories.
I feel like we have.
It's so rare, though.
The mother cub thing, not, maybe.
Right.
But
right.
A bear is scared to death of you.
Well, black bear in particular, which primarily is what we have. I mean,
we
there's no grizzly wandering around.
That's a whole different scenario. But the bear around here, they're scared to death of you. Just stay calm. They're going to go away.
Yeah.
I love seeing them. There's been a couple times I have seen a bear out in the wild, and I'm like, oh, hello, bear. And we've also found bear scat in our backyard, but I never got to see them. So.
Why are you going dark again now?
Why?
Am I going to approach the bear if I see it
by my house? I can't talk about
scat?
No.
Why not?
I was actually worried this morning because there was rustling in the trees when I was out with Chancey. And
you mean Dutch?
Dutch. And I was like, oh my God, what if it's a bear? What am I going to do?
It could be that skunk again.
It actually was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to watch out for the skunk.
I know,
that's even
I saw
worse.
The skunk
I'd be more
again.
Worried with the dog with the skunk than I would be with
yep.
the bear.
Now, do you ever call Dutch Chancey, like just for fun? Like, is that a nickname now?
I have called him that before, just laughing.
Because that's what Joe wants to call them.
Bear attacks in Pennsylvania are extremely, extremely rare, but they do occur, often due to rabies or unexpected backyard encounters. The black bear population in the state has grown significantly in recent decades, rising from 4,000 in the 1970s to 18,000. Now.
Really?
Wow.
That's
so
interesting. I wonder why.
Yeah, which has led to the increase in human-bear interactions. I didn't know that. The things you learn here on the podcast.
Things
I think
you
people
learn.
Don't hunt bears much because the meat's not as great.
It's
not
what?
Great.
It's, they say it's gamey.
Bear meat's not. It's tough.
You're
it's
the big
not,
hunter guy, right?
No. I know hunters.
Meat. No, John's
I know
a big hunter
from
guy.
Hunters that like it's bear meat's not exactly like the kind of thing you're going to like, you know, feed
that's
your family
off of. That's kind
of
the same thing with moose meat too. I learned in Maine, although people in Maine do feed their family for a year on a moose for sure.
Yeah.
But they'll doctor it up, they'll make it into moose chili or and I did try it. I just was curious to try it, but I don't like gamey food. It didn't taste gamey, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Who's up, me?
Yeah. Yep. You.
Where do I go? Nikki, you have to drive me in a certain direction here.
Go there.
Go there. All right, I'm going old school here. I'm digging deep. And this question is going to change all of our lives, just like your button question. You promise to do that? Take a picture of your button.
I'm going to.
And Google it. You're going to find that button guaranteed. All right, this one from Dakota. Dakota Cap says, would you... who would win a fight, John or Joe? Also, why don't you guys show Interstate 15 on the traffic tracker? First things first, Joe or John, win a fight. I'm 5'9", 168
John
pounds.
John has the reach advantage.
60 years old, very wiry. John, 6'4", younger, but kind of...
Too nice.
John,
nice. Right. He has
John's
reach advantage, but
fight.
You're like rabid Wolverine energy, so I feel
I have the crazy attack methods. I told you I would cheat. I would spit on him.
Mm-hmm.
I would pull
you're
going to
win.
I would pull his hair. I would poke his eyes. Bite. I would squeeze my thumbs into his eye sockets until I hit bone.
Stop.
I would win that
fight. Joe wins.
I seriously think I can beat him.
You win.
But the next question, Mindy, handle this one. Where is 15 on the traffic game?
I don't know. I don't know which 15 they're talking about.
So
probably
like Lewisburg.
They're probably talking 11 and 15 in like
Central PA.
Central PA, which is a very busy road. And there's always we should have that on there. Actually,
I think we do. Actually,
we do have the perfect people answers because Sean is a big programmer of that. These two deliver it.
Should be there. We'll check.
I think 15 is there, but it just maybe doesn't have the 15 on it. Like
oh, okay.
But we don't necessarily assume in super tight on it, maybe?
We can zoom in if I see something going on.
We're going to look into it.
Yeah, we'll
I think in the middle of the day, there'd be a lot of traffic there.
Right.
More so than probably first thing. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
She says she's from Wellsboro, by the way, but 15. There's a number of Interstate 15s in our area, but we're going to look at that.
Route 15s,
I think you're right. I think it's the one near Lewisburg that they're talking about. A lot of traffic there. So we'll look into that one. See,
all right.
We're helping the people. We're helping find buttons.
We're giving you cremation advice. To make the world a better place?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't worry about your hair before cremation. That's the moral of the story today.
I think we've had this one before about the audio volume being different when they stream.
Oh, yeah.
So we do get multiple questions, meaning it was on someone's mind. But it is very frustrating.
They said it's dramatically different. The streaming show volume is very low as I talk louder. So we have to crank the volume way up. Any ideas why? I feel like that's a Sean question.
That's a Sean technical
It is,
director.
And it's something I have no control over, and it's something I have submitted tickets about.
See, Sean, would you do us? Let's see your leg. Would you kick that can down the road?
Kicking that can
down the road.
I try.
It's someone else's problem.
I try my best.
Yeah,
I'm
we
going
can't
deep.
Solve that one, but we send it to someone.
You would
who
think
can
it would be
it
something I could easily walk into another room and resolve.
They're picturing this lever, and you just turn it down.
A volume knob. I wish
like that,
I could
so
do that.
It's someone's problem. Yep. Who is someone's problem? Who is someone else's problem? And no one ever does anything about it.
Huh. Well, this is an interesting question, and I'm curious to hear what the answers are.
Ooh.
She's looking
at
us.
Sean, and she's looking at me. Is this
all
a male question? Here we go.
Hello, Heidi from East Stroudsburg with a question for the gang.
Ooh.
If you no longer work together, would you still be friends? Do you ever socialize together? Love the show, and thank you. Keep up the good work. What?
I don't know if we want to hurt feelings here.
Wow. I know Joe's answer right away.
You might as well just
be... Wow, your silence says everything.
Honest.
Wow, so Joe's answer is no and no.
Yes, we're not friends, and I will not socialize with you.
There you go. So that's Joe's answer. Mine would be I would remain friends, and we don't really socialize now, but that's more probably to do with shift than anything. And
shift and distance, too.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I was just being.
So, I mean,
I have hung and I like all of you. I love you. I think you're great and it's fun to hang out with.
We have hung out at times.
As a matter of fact, I just told my wife, I said, I need to hang out with Nikki and her boyfriend more often. I said to my wife, you love Nikki. We have to hang out
with
her.
We do.
But he didn't say that about me and my husband.
Well, because we go back 20 years. She already knows that.
Oh, okay.
But then she said the age difference. Was that?
That doesn't matter.
I don't think it matters.
No.
And
my wife looks great for her age.
No, Darren's younger than me.
Yeah. He's the trophy boyfriend?
Mandy.
What's wrong with...
I'm the old lady
in
the relationship.
No, not the old lady.
Do we want to say his age or
He's
no?
just the trophy boyfriend.
He's 40.
He's 40 and I'm 60. He's 20 years. It's a whole generation. I could be his dad.
It doesn't matter, though.
Yeah, but I don't... It doesn't feel like that when we're
hanging out.
It doesn't.
I know.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it's because I'm youthful for an old guy.
You're still 18 in your head.
Some people, it does feel that way when you hang out. But I feel like with all of us,
We're just peers.
We're just peers, yeah. We should hang out more.
We really should. And we just hung out at your daughter's graduation.
Yeah.
We meet every 4 or 5 weeks. We go out. So, no, we are all friends here. That's no joke.
And it's just so Dawn knows, your wife knows, that we're planning a party at your house soon.
I know they are.
So
that's right.
We are.
We're actually planning a party at my house. I try to keep it a secret because my wife goes overboard. If we have a party at my house.
But she'll have great food.
It's stressful for me. It's going to be a
have
week
great
of
drinks.
It's going to be a week of cleaning. It's going to be painting. It's going to be.
Yeah, it is you. Yeah.
Money spent on watermelon faces.
I'll bring the watermelon faces, so you don't have to spend money on that.
She makes a face out of a watermelon. That's just one of the many things.
Yeah,
she does.
Amazing.
She's like Martha Stewart.
It's
amazing.
She stresses me out with whenever there's a party at the house. I can't take it. Sean, take it away.
This is the kind of question I would hope people would send in.
Here we go.
We need more questions like this.
Full circle. Since
we don't need the haircut cremation questions. These are the questions
we
need.
30 seconds.
The hard hitting. All right. Have you ever passed gas in front of a coworker? And if you have, what was their reaction and how did you handle it? Karen from Schuylkill County.
We need to save that for like another podcast? Because we only have 20 seconds.
We need to save that one. To be continued.
Right. Yes, to
be continued.
I mean, if you want to say, Sean, if you have 10 seconds.
Probably.
But you don't
remember? I imagine a reaction would be the same as anyone's. I don't know.
Gross.
You sneak them out, you move on.
Thank you for tuning
in. Podcast. See you next time.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.